That annoys me. Not Spotify. Skype have just put the recording button at the bottom left. I don't need to go through a bunch of different options to get to it now. Oh well, shit happens. All right, welcome back. How are you guys doing?
Self-isolating for the final time, it seems.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to get into this at the start instead of the end. This is going to be the last podcast for the time being for Beside the Point. I don't know. I don't know if we'll do anything else on it. At the end of the day, like, you know, it's a podcast. It's just chatting shit. But
very, very apt description there, man.
I mean, that's what it is. We just come here to chat shit for an hour and a half each week, and then that's it. I don't really speak to Keelan outside of the podcast right now. Like, we're just not playing the same games or anything. So it is what is there.
Yeah, you guys play Apex, and I just can't do that.
Shit at the game.
So yeah, we're just gonna, you know, we've all got different commitments outside of the podcast, and it makes just kind of sense to put a stop to it, because at the end of the day, it's become not a hobby, but a chore. That's the word. So I'm just gonna put it to rest here and do this final episode. Don't know how long this episode's gonna be. There's a few things I wanted to chat about, but you know, whether or not it goes through or not, we'll see how it goes, and then we'll just see how it lasts. Yeah, in the usual method that we normally do, we'll just fuck around with it until it seems it's at the point of stopping. So yeah, how you guys been?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, not been up to much work. I don't know, actually, did I talk about this the other week where my fucking bike's busted?
Was that not because you were focusing on something else and crashed into a wall?
No. That is from Jeff Ramsey. Not even close.
Fair.
No, so pretty much at work, for ages, people have been recommending this other route to take to go home. Because I've just been cycling along the main road.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ignored it consistently up until last week, where I was like, you know what? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Stupid idea. Never should have done that. And will never be doing that again. Got about halfway along the fucking route. Blew my front tire.
Oh, no.
I was so fucking angry.
Damn.
How much is that going to cost?
I don't know yet. I genuinely don't know yet. I assume it won't be cheap. I can say that much. I did go into Halfers where I got the bike, and I was like, what kind of sealant would be best for fixing this? And the dude went, I don't know. I'm like, well, that's fucking helpful. Great. So I've had to book a free consultation or whatever, where they'll pretty much take the bike and be like, all right, this is everything that's wrong with it. You need this, this, and that fixed. And you can go, well, I only want to pay for this tape. So that was today. So went to get a train at 12:30. Got to the train station plenty of time. It was delayed by 10 minutes. I still left at 1:45 just to give myself plenty of time, just because I don't fucking trust the train lines. They're a piece of shit. They never get anything right. So yeah, I did that. Rocked up, was there for 40 minutes because the train was so fucking delayed. Turns out, needn't have bothered because it pulled up. I got ready to get on the fucking train. The conductor comes over and is like, yeah, there's no space for your bike. You can't get on.
Ooh. That sucks.
So I was just there like, I guess I'll go fuck myself then. I don't know.
Cool, that's exactly what you do. There's not much more you can do.
Yeah, I waited 40 minutes to get on a train that I was then immediately told, yeah, you can't get on here. In the piss and rain as well, because it's been pouring down.
Oh, damn.
So mad. I was so angry.
That's fucked up, man. Fucked up. Yeah, that's a fair thing to be fucked up about, though. Like, what are you meant to do in that situation? Like, you can't, yeah, you can't tell people move the fuck out of the way. The bike's coming on. Like,
I just have to suck it up and live with it.
So, did you end up like just chilling there until the next one?
No. Just went home. Well, there's no point because the consultation was at 1:30. And by that point, it was 1:20 at that point. So I was like, the next one's going to get me like an hour late.
That makes sense.
So yeah, just didn't get to have my fucking bike checked out and fixed. So that's fun.
So you're still waiting for that?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to book another day and try another day.
Did you have the decency to call them and be like, look, I can't make that appointment. I'll just have to be, we'll just have to cancel it.
Regardless, I don't think it'd be a big issue. I think they just go, well, he's not here. That's fine.
But it's still annoying for like a shop or somebody who's like waiting for an appointment. They could get somebody else in at that time. Like, you know, like.
You need to be there 10 minutes early. Otherwise there is the possibility of they will just move on. Also, no offense to local Helfords, I don't think they're doing a lot of business.
I don't know.
Selling stuff, yes. I don't think they're doing a lot in the repairs business.
I don't know. Did you take out insurance with your bike through them? Can you do that? Is that a thing that they do?
No. Or as far as I'm aware, no.
Fair.
That's how my day went. Just fuming about it.
You did tell me about that, by the way. It clicked in as soon as you started that story. Like, I have heard this before. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
So fucking mad about it. Because I was like, you know what? I'll take their advice. Because so many of them had told me about it. So I was like, I'll take the advice. You know what? I'll do it. I'll try this way. Absolutely. Never doing that shit again.
That's fair. What about you, Keelan? You been up to anything exciting recently?
Well, wow. You guys know I'm off to college in September, so I had to the final forms documents for accommodation. I got that all signed and finished, and that's pretty much how my week went for college.
That's pretty decent. At least it's all settled now and you're prepped for it.
Yeah, it's exciting, but also nerve-wracking at the same time because, well, naturally, you know, you live on your own. I haven't moved out yet, so it's definitely going to be
experience. You know, the Irish school system still blows my mind. Your description of having to live by yourself Monday to Friday and then moving, like, having to go back to your parents' house on the weekends, that blows my mind. Like,
yeah, that is weird to me. I don't know. That sounds awful.
In some cases, yeah, but this place that I went to, this complex or this, I don't know what the fuck you call it, you don't have to do that, but... You know,
is that because it's private owned rather than through the school?
Well, it's through the college. The forms are going through the college and I'm paying the college.
So they're acting as like the third man in this deal off.
Yeah, they're getting like, I don't know how much percent.
They're probably taking like 30% of the cut.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They're actually being screwed over, but it's cool. That's how the world works.
Yeah. Someday it'll be me doing the screwing over.
I can imagine.
But yeah, it's crazy because it's only a month away, really. Like,
it's exciting times. It's exciting times. That's good though. That's good to have that. You know, just the space to yourself. It makes a difference. I miss that. I've been looking after Benji. He's still here.
Not for long.
Yeah, not for long. He goes off probably the same time as you. I think it's the 4th of September.
That's all I've got to be.
So that's
Oh, wait, so if he goes on the 4th, is he starting on the 6th?
Yeah, that rings a bell.
He starts on my birthday. That's how I know that. Because it's a Monday.
Yeah, it's a Monday.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. I'll have the flat back to myself. I look forward to that. The peace. It'll be, it's been a long time. Too long now. I got the whole fucking couch, man. That sounds blissful. Speaking about schools and stuff, I applied for Open Uni. I wanted to do a year full-time through Open Uni.
Student?
Like a full-time student, yeah, I'm working part-time. Because technically I only work part-time already.
Mm-hmm.
The issue came into funding. So in Scotland, it's free education, blah, blah, blah. And there's this thing called SAS that you can apply for. Killen, you'll have a bit of an idea of it, I think, maybe.
SAS? What does it do?
They basically just give you a loan that you pay off at reasonable rates once you've earned over a certain amount.
Yeah, so in Ireland, we have a thing called SUSI, and they give you money every month, but you don't have to pay it back.
Yeah, it's essentially that. But with SAS, you have to pay it back if you start to earn over a certain amount.
Why is it called SUSI?
I don't know.
But I presume it's a anagram, not an anagram.
Deviation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's S-U-S-I.
SUSI. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't figure that one out. So, anyways, with Open Uni, there's a slight issue with that SAS will not fund it because even though I plan to do it full time, because it's at home learning, it's not classed as full time learning through them, which I find really fucking funny because this whole last year has proven that Open Uni is just as much uni as normal uni because the amount of fucking online learning people have had to do because of COVID. So I got an email match with SAS for a bit trying to get them just to say we don't do it for Open Uni. Like, we don't do loans for it. There's something else I can apply for called a part-time grant, which has paid one part of my three-part module for full-time education. And I was emailing them, like, why aren't you guys paying for the other two modules? Like, just tell me why. But no, nobody would say, yeah, it's because it's Open Uni, because you're learning from home. Like, nobody seemed to have the guts to tell me, like, because you're learning at home, we refuse to pay the full course for you. And like, the moment they said that, I should have been able to turn around with it, but that's what you've done this whole year for everybody at university. It's like,
I mean, I'm kind of with them on this.
Why?
Because, right, so it's the service is to help, like, accommodation, books, anything like that you sort of need. It's to help you, because most unis, you're moving out of your house. So you need like a steady income, which if you're at uni at like, you know, going into a university, you can't really have a decently steady job to pay for all that. So it's to supplement that.
Whereas, that the point of original point of SAS? I didn't think it was. I thought the original point of SAS was just to pay for your education.
Yeah, it's to pretty much, yeah, it's yes and no.
It's either yes or no. It's not no.
It can be yes and no. It's pretty much because you're going to uni full time, like to a building, you can't work as much, which means your income is being drastically reduced, meaning that all those bills you've got to pay are a lot harder to pay if you can at the end of that. So it's helping you be able to afford to do both.
Right. Now apply that to my situation where I'm working part-time to pay my bills.
Yes, but you're, again, because you're doing an online course, you can do it whenever you want. It's not you have to go into classes at set times.
But neither is uni fully. Like, it'll help. I've spoken to loads of uni students. They're like, yeah, we just wait until the last 3 months before going in.
I mean, yeah, that is something you can do, but it's highly not recommended. It's not what it's not what they want you and expect you to do.
Right. SAS themselves don't state exactly what they're for, But we'll go to the next brilliant thing, which is Wikipedia. SAS stands for Student Awards Agency Scotland. I wonder what Susie would be then.
I mean, I could
Google Susie.
Okay, let's continue this first. We'll find out the answer.
So SAS is an executive agency of the Scottish Government. It supports eligible Scottish students by paying their tuition fees, as well as offering bursaries and supplementary grants. It also assesses students applying for loans. The agency administers Individual Learning Accounts Scotland Scheme, ILAS, in partnership with Skills Development Scotland.
Okay.
That's like the overall thing. So if we go into deeper with tuition fees, SAS pays tuition fees of eligible Scottish and EU students. SAS will pay for these fees regardless of the student's financial situation.
Okay, but what's the eligibility? That's the issue.
Yeah, that's where they come in with the eligibility of you need to be going to a proper university full time. Which, you know what, at the end of the day, I do understand as well to a certain extent, but I also think it's a bit of bullshit at the same time. Like,
I mean,
I'm happy that they're paying like one part of the thingy. And I don't grudge them for it. I am trying to do Open Uni just to see if I can handle the work. Because if I can handle the work, and then next year I can apply for an actual uni, so I can see if I can handle the travel. Because the big issue I have with this is I'm not comfortable with traveling in and out to Aberdeen. Because presumably if I stayed where I am and continued working where I am, it'd be Aberdeen that I'd be aiming to go for university. But I'm not comfortable with traveling in and out of Aberdeen just generally. Let alone during a COVID thingy.
Whoa, come on, let's be truthful. You're not comfortable with traveling outside of your house.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? I'm not. I'm just not. Like, I'm very against travel most of the time.
You've got to work. That's so bad.
I said this in my email. I was like, look, I just don't like traveling, and Open Uni is just one of the ways that I can try see if I'm capable of pushing myself back out there. And that was not counted into the situation. I pretty much got a that's rough buddy for that.
I mean,
and I respect them for it.
On that, I am fully with them. Like, what you want, like, all right, bummer for you, I guess, but like, they're not gonna change everything just because you're slightly uncomfortable about leaving your house. That's more of a you issue than them.
Yeah, it is, but For someone trying to do better for themselves and go on that, I don't know, just a little bit decency of, you know, well, that's shit for you.
Yeah, but they're not a charity. They're not.
But what annoys me is that it's the tuition fees. That's what I'm trying to do to pay it for, use it to pay for. It's not like I'm using it to go party or anything like that. But it's specifically to pay the fees of the tuition. Like, yeah, had it been anything else, I'd been like, yeah, cool, that's fair enough, you know? But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, I'll find a different way of doing it. Because I'd like to try and get it done this year, get it passed out of the way, and aim for something else. So I'll be looking into, like, I don't know, a private loan or something, a student loan elsewhere. I'm figuring it out.
Also, I feel like you have the worst mindset of going to uni.
Why? Because I just want to see if I'm comfortable with doing it.
That, but also your mindset is like, just get it done, get out of the way.
Yeah, like, that's
like a bad mindset for going.
I think it is and it isn't. Like, at the end of the day, it's just testing and trialing if I'm comfortable and I want to push myself with that. Like, that's how I'm viewing everything in the next 2 years.
Just I also think that's. Oh, that as in like an overall thing is kind of dumb. Like doing an Open Uni to test yourself if you're ready for a real university.
Yeah, because I need to know that I'm actually going to keep my head down and study and push myself for it. Because I know myself as a person, I'm very not that.
But I also think that studying online as opposed to studying at the university is two completely different things.
I do agree, but where I pull that point is I don't want to let anybody down. So if you're going to actual uni and you're seeing everybody that's going with you and you flunk it, like if you fuck it all up, I'd rather not be there and be like, yeah, guys, I was the only one that fucked that. Like, I'd rather be in a situation where I don't actually know anybody doing it.
Here's the thing, though, okay? If you do fuck it, the good news is you'll never see those people again, so it doesn't matter.
Nah, I don't have that mentality of being able to do that.
You see, that's why I was okay with deferring last year, because I knew that I wasn't going to be in that year again, and I wasn't going to see those guys again.
Nah, I couldn't. I mean, fair enough. I respect it, but that's not for me. So, you know. Like, if it takes time to figure something out and do it, I'm just going to take the time to figure it out and do it. That's just been my whole mindset, like, the last couple of years. Because last year I was meant to take a year out just to write, and then I just got writer's block and stopped. Like, that was it. You know? Shit happens. So,
what did you get? Or did you start another one? I can't remember.
Pardon?
How far did you get with that book? Or did you start a second one?
I got up to chapter 70 something, and I just looked at the story, reread it a few times, and thought, I don't like this. And I stopped. Like, I couldn't think of where else to go with it. Like, there's characters that I really liked writing in it, but I felt like that I'd written it way too fast for how it was. But because it was already published and online, it's not like I could take that all down and rewrite it and put it up again for people.
Why like,
because that's just like, oh, we've got to fucking reread it again. But like, I might have done that 3 to 4 times before I was comfortable with what I'd actually written.
Yeah, but would you consider that the final draft, what you posted?
I don't know. That's the thing. So I did start writing a second one, and I got through a couple chapters of the second one, and I was like, I don't know, I can't think of anything. Like, I just, like, I think about what situation they were in, and I was like, I don't know what happened there. Like, I just lost all processing of thoughts. I was like,
well, fuck. Okay, but would you not prefer taking it down and putting and reposting something you're actually enjoying, you're happy with?
Yes, Sam, no. Because I may not have liked it, but there was people that did like it. And, you know, that's fair. That's fine. They like that. You know.
I would argue you as the creator, if you're not happy with it, that's more important than some random people who don't mind it.
Yeah, but to me, because they're, like, the people that are reading it and they like it, I want to give them what they want as well. Like, to me, it's a two-way street. It's not just a one-way street.
No. That's fair enough. But it is a one-way street for you because you're leaving up something you don't like just because someone else does.
Yeah, I see that there. But it's why I've thingied it and just kept it up there. So, yeah.
Not explain anything, but sure.
But I left it up there because the people that liked it, I want them to be able to go back and read it again. I didn't take it down and rewrite it and put it up because, number one, I might have liked it, but they might not have liked it. Like, they might not have liked a different thing, but some other people might have liked it. But I'm happy that they liked it, and I'm letting it settle there.
The point was that it was a two-way street, and then you went, yeah, that's why I kept it up. But it wasn't a two-way street because you don't fucking like it.
Yeah, but I'm happy to settle with it. Like, I'm happy to settle with them just leaving up there. Like, even if I don't like it, they liked it, so I'll leave it up for them to enjoy. Although, I don't know how much of them would have actually enjoyed it at the point where this story just cuts off. Like, there's no satisfying ending. But it is what it is, you know? Web novels. It is what it is. So, yeah. I've been doing that whole uni thing. I don't know how we got to writing in a book, but did that. What else have I been doing? I've been focusing on my weight. I officially lost the stone, 6.3 kilograms.
Nice. That's 14 pounds.
Yeah, 14 pounds. Nice. I don't like doing it in stones. Stones just feels a lot less achievable for some reason.
What kilograms do you do?
I use kilograms.
Huh. I use pounds, personally. I mean, they're all the same anyway.
Yeah. It is all the same. It's just different measurements for it in the end. But I don't know. I just don't like pounds. Maybe it's because I don't know how to change the app to from metric to imperial. But at the end of the day, I think it's because kilograms makes it feel more to me, because it's a smaller amount in a kilogram to make 10 and go to the next one. To make 1 kilogram and then go to the next one. Because with pounds, it's 14 and then it's a stone.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. I don't know. But did it. I've got a stone. Working on the next one now. That's fun. A lot of fun. A lot of walking. I do appreciate all of Alex's walking, just because of the amount that I'm trying to do now. I'm like, that's fucking a lot of time-consuming work for me to get out there and do that.
I thought actually, that's a lot faster than you. Never mind. I was going to say, it doesn't take me that long to do all the steps I do, but
yeah. Yeah, you do walk faster than me. Like, you walk like a machine, you're just... And I'm there like...
Especially if I've got like my headphones on and I'm listening to something, yeah. I couldn't give a shit about what anyone else is saying or doing. And they're like, yeah, I'm doing my thing, guys. Fuck off. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So... It does take me a bit longer. I've worked it out to get me the 10,000 steps that I've been aiming to do every day was something like 150 minutes. No, that sounds too much. Maybe that was 15,000.
How many steps? Sorry, how many?
My goal is 10,000 each day, but 15,000 is what I aim for, like, properly. But in terms of time that it takes to get there, I'm seeing if I can do it on the app to figure it out. No, it doesn't want to show me it there. Ooh, maybe I can find it from here. Where's 10,000? No, it doesn't tell me. Oh, that's relatively annoying. I do think it takes me about 150 minutes. That just kind of rings a bell in my head. But, yeah, it's been...
Wait, 2.5 hours.
Okay, no, like that can't be 10,000 steps then. Hold on, let me find 10,000 steps on one day. It takes me 1 hour and 15 minutes for 10,000 steps.
I was going to say.
Cause yeah, that sounds more accurate. Yeah. Even myself,
I mean, it would take me like just under an hour to do 10,000 steps.
Yeah. To do...
I was doing like 26 in about 2 hours.
So yeah, so to do 10,700 steps takes me... 45 minutes plus 19 minutes. So, I'm not in the mood for this. An hour and 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Somewhere around that. So, that's been fun and games. Because I want to go for 15,000. It's like, to get that, I would need to do a long walk to work, a long walk back home from work, and an extra 5,000, 3,000 steps after that walk. So it does consume like a lot of time, especially when working. So yeah, I have no idea how you hit the amount of steps you do while you do. Maybe it's because you're walking a lot more work as well. But yeah. I don't walk a lot at work.
Oh, here we go. I must have been off this day. I did 34,808 steps in about 5 hours. 5.5 hours.
That's so time consuming to me. Like, I could be doing so much more in that time.
20,603 hours. There we go. That's more accurate.
I find it hard to dedicate enough time to get to 10,000 or 15,000. Fucking, I could not do 30,000. Like, and just keep my mind concentrated to that.
I think I was working those days. I think those days, what I did was, when I finished work, I walked home.
Oh, yeah.
I took a longer way to go to get to Inch instead of just going, like, direct.
Yeah. So,
I got, yeah, like 30 odd thousand steps. I did think 5 hours was a long time to just do 34.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've realized like it's really time consuming, and like you've been listening to audiobooks as you walk, and I normally do the same, but I also find right now that when I'm out walking and listen to an audiobook, it's just not the same as reading it, and I lose interest, and I change it to music for 5 minutes and I change it back.
I have actually, in the time I've been walking, finished The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Extended. Jeez.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do find that super impressive, but I don't have the concentration to do that, the willpower to do that. I find it hard to get the willpower to do the 15,000 I need. Like, the days that I hit 20,000, I'm like, fuck, damn, look at this guy go. So I cannot imagine getting to 30,000. I feel like I would just die. Like, that'd be it. I hit 30,000, just drop dead.
It's not actually that bad. How far are you walking? Like, when you do 20,000, how far are you going?
In terms of miles, let me just pull up. When was my last 20,000 day? Well, that's... On Monday, I did 18,000, which was 9.01 miles. So I imagine it must be about 10 miles to get me to 20,000. Maybe 10 and a half.
I've got an 18,300 here. And that's 8 miles for me.
Oh, wow. So you're cutting like a whole extra mile out there.
Yeah.
Damn.
I do a lot of walking. I'm used to it. I've been walking since, like, stupid distances since I was like 15.
Yeah, maybe that's why you enjoy it a bit more than me.
Yeah.
I get so annoyed and frustrated at it. I just feel like my time could be... Like, it's not like I actually do much more in my time by myself. Like, I'll just read at home and listen to music at home or whatever. But, yeah. I don't know what it is. Walking, it just bores me. I just want to be home. It makes me worry.
I find it kind of... not relaxing, like, not meditating, but like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but like,
like, imagining a runner's high, like, you just do it, you just it's peaceful.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, it's peaceful for me. Like, yeah. I really enjoy it, like the breeze.
Yeah, I'm the same.
The whole environment.
Yeah, if I'm annoyed or whatever, I'll just go out for a walk, and that calms me down. Either that, or if, like, something, and there aren't, I need to be listening to something, because then I'll just, like, overthink stuff, because I've got nothing else to do. And then it just leads, like, a rabbit hole of me overthinking situations that happened, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like lying in bed, and you're just sitting there thinking, oh, I should have done this, or I should have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair.
That's exactly what it is, like, what it's like. The one that most common gets me annoyed and wound up would be Skyline as a whole, just as a company. That one will wind me up. Like, something will pop up that reminds me of it, and I'll be like, and then for the next, like, hour, if I'm not listening to something or doing something, all that will be going through my head is everything I hated about that place.
I can see that happening if I did that too without music. So yeah, I've been doing that. I've been posting my progress on an Instagram page that I made up. Yeah, that's right. Fuck Susie. You know, if you end up listening to this, I did end up doing it, and I did end up posting consistently so far. So Corn of Cobbin, we went with that. Me and Peter came up with Corn of Cobbin. I say me and Peter. We were just looking for a vegetable and something healthy. So we went with corn and cobbin.
That's embarrassing.
Is it?
I find that
funny that you think that's embarrassing. Like, that I could think of way more embarrassing things than that. Yeah, like, it's just a name.
That's embarrassing. That's a terrible name.
I mean, fair. I'm glad you find it.
I gotta say, your framing in some of the videos, not great.
It is what it is. Like, videos.
Just the first one. The camera's way too close to your face, so it's like cutting out your chin or part of your chin, and then like part of the top of your head.
Yeah, I can't remember how I recorded the first one. I think it was just here on the couch.
Yeah, like, I think you're stood in front of it or so. I don't know. I can't tell. That says week three. Yeah, that is your first post.
That'll be the first post then. So, I don't know what week I'm on now. I need to look at it to figure it out.
I'm kind of curious to see how much I weigh.
I'm weighing in at 130 something kilograms. Looking. Oh, that's the food. I honestly still appreciate my fitness pal, Keelan. You fucking nailed it.
Yeah, it is very helpful. It's easy to track your shit.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to figure out like the calorie intake that I'm going for. 139.5 is what I am right now.
I'm at 69 kilograms. Bang on.
Wow. That's lighter than I would have expected.
The sex number.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. That's been something else I've been doing right now. So,
can I admit something?
Go for it.
The worst part about that is that's me fully clothed with shoes.
That is a lot lighter than I expected.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't get that. That can't be right. I've got a gut now. Like, that can't be right. I cannot be that light. How much is that in stone?
Well, if you want to put that into a bit of perception for you, that Benji is actually heavier than you, which doesn't surprise me too much because he's taller than you, but he's 73.45, so that's, what, an extra 4 kilograms difference?
10.8 stone.
How much?
I mean, I've lost weight again. 10.8. 10.8 stone. So that means I've lost weight. A considerable amount. I've lost 2 stone, almost.
No, that's I honestly, with the amount of walking you do, it does not surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, also,
yeah, it does, because I've seen what you do eating. So. Yeah, it's an impressive amount.
You know, sack off exercising. I just need to walk a lot.
Yeah.
Should have been doing this from the start.
Honestly, walking does so much more, like, for me right now. Like, just seeing the burnt calories thingy. Like, if I'm having a day where I've accidentally eaten an extra 300, 400 calories, I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to go walk around town. Like, I just accept defeat, and I'm like, gotta go.
I do need to actually start working out again, because my fitness is actually kind of embarrassing. So, Ryan, you went out the other night, and by complete coincidence, the people you were out with, I then ended up seeing and having like a little house party with. Because I got invited to my mate's because his girlfriend was going out, and it turned out Ryan was going out with the people his girlfriend was going out with, and they came back.
Not true. I want to point this out here, that they met up with your friend's girlfriend after I left. Like, there was no intention to meet them up, as far as I was aware.
There was.
I think they were going to meet up at Druthy Laird, but we couldn't get in. Yeah, and that's absolutely when I called it quits. I was like, I've got work tomorrow anyways, I'm out.
This is what I was told happened, is that people are going to meet up. I think Gemma, Cade, and Daniel are going to meet up. And then I can't remember who said it, but they were like, yeah, Ryan, we were meeting up and just kind of like inviting himself along. So we just went with it.
No. I remember we were sitting down eating. We were meant to go eating food from what I understood, but we didn't go eating food because two of them had already eaten. Daniel ended up eating food. I just forgot to order.
That night in general, I was told that the three of them were going to meet up because they talked to each other a lot. You found out, or someone told you, and you just kind of like stuff, and they just went, yeah, okay.
No, I don't. I mean, that's probably what happened on the first night out, realistically, when I got drunk. Because I don't remember a lot of that night. But getting invited out to the set, they could have just said, no, we just want to meet up by ourselves. And I'd have been like, all right, cool.
No. They didn't care that you went. But that's what I was told. It was like, it was going to just be the three of them, and then you invited yourself along. They're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't remember that. But I presume that's probably what happened later on to the first night out.
Regardless, so while they were all, while you guys were all still hanging out, me and Dara were chilling, having a good time. And I noticed he has the same pull bar as me. It's one of the ones that you hang on, like you can put in your door frame and you can use it to do pull ups.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I've got one of these at home. Do you use yours? And he went, oh, not really, sporadically. I've got moments where I use it like every day, proper working out. And he's like, and then I have weeks where I just don't even look at it. And he's like, same, that's exactly what mine does. And so at one point when I first got it, I was able to do about 50 pull-ups on it, easy, with weights on myself. We did about 20 pull-ups each, and then a couple of push-ups. And then the next day, I got up and I was at work, and I was like, oh, my arms are really stiff. What the fuck's with that? And I couldn't figure out what it was until about halfway through the day, and I realized, and I was like, oh, that's so embarrassing. That's so fucking bad. I did like 20 pull-ups and my body was like, nah, mate, you're gonna fucking die. Like, don't lift anything else for the rest of the day. You're done.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, if you don't keep on top, it just ends up happening like that. So yeah. It's not that bad. It's, you know, at least you got to 20.
Yeah, pretty bad. I mean, it's everything though. Like, it could be push-ups or it could be sit-ups. Like if you do them consistently and then you stop and then you do them again, like, you're gonna be fucked.
Yeah, it is literally just being forced back to the start of the race.
I didn't think I'd be that far. Like, even when I first started, I think I was like 20 when I first started, which I'm only 23 now, so I feel like it shouldn't be that much worse. Yeah, like when I first started, I could do 20 no problem, like easy, without like no weights. And then once I eventually got, that was really easy to do. I added weights to make it like more of a exercise
resistance. Yeah.
And then yeah, now I'm like, oh, that crisp packet was pretty heavy. Fuck me.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, it's just trying to keep up with stuff with it. And that's why I'm impressed with you and your walking. Because I don't know where you find the time to do all your walking. Like,
I only do... if I'm working, I'll do like 2 walks in the afternoon. And each walk is about 20 minutes maybe. But I only do 9 to 5 at work. So that's only 40 minutes, an hour maybe, after work. So I've got from 5 till about 10, where I take one hour and I walk, and that's it.
Yeah, that's fair.
And at work, I'll do about, I'll say like 12,000 steps, maybe, give or take. Like,
that's a significant amount. I think I do something like 2,000 to 4,000 steps at work, at best. Like, that's me having to be like, okay, I should just walk around the shop a few times.
Yeah, but your work, you've got everything you need in that one little section, whereas I don't. Sure. I have to go back and forth. So if someone wants something for, like, house plants or anything like that, I've got to go down to the extension. And then if they want, like, a picture frame, I've got to go all the way through the back and upstairs to get those. So yeah. I'm doing, like, a lot of back and forth. And then for stock, we've got that goes... Yeah, to put in the back and then gotta take them through, go through all of them, put them out where they need to go. If there's too much of X, Y, or Z, that goes upstairs. So I've got to take all the way back and up and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. If I'm putting out bird food, which is a fucking pain in the ass, I've got to go all the way outside, out the back, into the container, and then take that through. So my job involves a lot of walking back and forth.
Yeah.
See, there is a slight downside to my watch, though, actually, because it tells me when I'm exercising. Mm-hmm. The number of times, and it vibrates as well, to be like, hey, exercising. The number of times where I'm, like, walking somewhere around work, and it'll be like, oh, we've noticed you're exercising. I'm like, I'm just walking to the cafe. No, this isn't an exercise.
Damn. You know you can turn that off, right?
Like... Yeah, but I like having it on because when I am actually, I don't ever actually like set it myself. Be like, hey, I'm walking right now. I forget to. Yeah. So I like having that, because then I'll automatically just be like, hey, you're exercising. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I got that. I got that. I don't like it because it feels like it shames me. Like, I walk downstairs, go grab my dinner, pay for it, walk upstairs. It's like, oh, you're exercising? I'm like, no, I'm going to devastate my food. Like, don't shame me here.
Close to being shamed. Shamed is one of my days off, I was like, I'm having a chill day to myself. I'm going to sit at my TV, and I'm going to watch whatever the fuck I feel like. I'm going to play some games, and that's all I'm doing. My watch went off after like an hour, and it was like, hey, I've noticed you haven't moved in a while. Get up, you fat ass. I said, just like, oh, that's embarrassing. I better go do something. Jesus Christ. I think the message it comes up with is like, hey, get up and exercise.
Wait, yeah, it's like, yeah, you've been sitting for too long for your body. I'm like, oh, cool.
With that, okay, I'll move. I'm sorry for being a fat ass.
Yeah, no, it is embarrassing, but you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. It is what it is. So yeah, I don't know. I just see on my regular day at work, like getting up at 7:30, showering, getting ready for work, leaving, and then getting to work, staying to work till 6, and then finishing. The long walk home takes me, well, I've actually cut it down to probably 45 minutes, but it originally took me about an hour to do the whole long walk back. And then, so that was 7 o'clock, then cooking dinner, eating dinner, figuring stuff out. Like, by the time I actually got peace and stuff to myself, it's probably 8:30, 8:45. Like, it takes a long time to just get it dealt with and done-ish. And then my work, we've gone back to before, what's it called, pre-COVID times. So there's days that I have to go to work at 11, finish at 8. And, you know, on those days I have a little sleep in. So I think I wake up about 8:30 and then get up, start my day. I could probably go for the long walk around and back to work. But I notice I sweat a lot. Like, I don't know if you guys are sweating as much as I am in this heat. But I fucking sweat a disgusting amount. So I'm be bringing a change to work. So when I walk to work, I can get my fucking work clothes aren't me stinking sweating because I've got some deodorant in that. But it's embarrassing. Like, I don't like it. It's gross.
That does go away. I was like that when I first started walking. Like, I'd walk 20 miles or whatever, and I'd be like dripping in sweat and like, oh, that fucking reek, this is grim. But yeah. Nah, once the more you walk, the more you get used to it, the less you'll sweat because your body's used to that. So it's not like, oh shit, this is a fucking heavy exercise. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's grim. I don't like that part. That part's grim. The only time that I've somewhat felt cool is when I came back, I was like, my back was drenched on sweat when the sun was like sky high. And I opened up my phone. It was just like the rock there, drenched in sweat. And I was like, yeah, I'm being closer to you now, my friend. Like, we're both gross, sweaty monsters right now. It's the only time I felt okay about it.
No, there's one of the days when I left work, I took like the extra long walk. I think it was like a 3-hour walk just to get home from work. And it was a boiling hot fucking day. But in the morning, it had been kind of miserable. So I had a thick jacket, my work, and like a change of shirt, because I knew I was going to be doing a long walk, and I didn't want to do that in my work shirt, just because, didn't want it to get like sweaty or whatever. Fuck me, I was dying. Like, it was, because it was so hot, and it's like a warm, stuffy, you know my, like, denim jacket, right?
Yeah.
That one.
Fuck a hot day walking in that. That would suck too much.
The fur inside, Keelan, for your sake.
Uh-huh.
But it's got like that fur lining on the inside.
A perka? Like a perka? No.
I don't know what that is, but sure, let's go with that. Okay. It was so fucking hot. Like, I was dying. I took it off like a third of the way into the walk. Didn't help much. Still dying of heat. So at one point, I ended up just walking along completely shirtless along like these country roads, which also sucked because the insects fucking out in force. Yeah, I got chewed the shit up. Yeah, that was fun.
That does sound different. Does sound different. I would not like that. I would not like that at all.
Yeah.
No, I didn't either. That was an annoying one. I've not gone back that way since.
Fair. I don't blame you, mate. I don't blame you. Yeah. So, the only other thing that I thought I'd talk about was that KSI released a new song. Don't know if you've heard it. I think it's meh. Like, it's just an okay song.
It's
with Lil Wayne. That's the only reason I listened to it, because I thought, oh, okay, maybe it could be a bit different. Eh, it was alright, but nothing cool. I don't know if you guys have anything else you just want to talk about before we wrap up.
The Avengers game.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good
lord. I bought it.
Oh, good lord.
It's an okay game. I don't know what all the complaints were about. I know that it had some issues when it first released, but I think it's an alright game. I think it's a decent game. I've played through the reassemble or whatever campaign, the first one. I've done a bit of the online. I thought both were pretty good. Both are enjoyable. What my one issue is the characters are so B-tech, and I don't understand why they've done that. I still don't get why they did that.
Because it's Square Enix, that's why.
Okay, but surely it's endorsed by Marvel.
Yeah, but
so probably. By that logic, they should have the right to the images of like Captain America, Tony Stark, etc., etc., instead of these weird, janky B-tech versions of them. It looks like DC paid for this game to be made, but they're like, okay, we can't have exact copies because otherwise we're liable. So we'll just make like weird, janky, very similar versions, but not good enough that they can sue us.
But the Marvel or the Guardians of the Galaxy game is also the same. Like, the only character.
Yeah, that's not.
Rocket are like the only two characters that actually fucking look like, because they're. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know why.
That's my only issue. Tony looks fucking bizarre. He does not look anything like the MCU version or the comic version. I don't know why they've done that. Same with Captain America. He seems like the Agent America or whatever from Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
He looks more like that guy to me than he does Chris Evans or like Captain America in the comics. And then I put some thought into it about my issue with the ScarJo Disney thing issue. So, right. I don't know if this is going to be worded better or if it's just going to be the same. Right. My issue is that A, it's a millionaire whining because she didn't get enough million. B, her complaint is that they put it on Disney Plus, like, without her knowing, or, like, and that she's the way she's talking, she's making it sound like they did it in, like, a very backroom sort of, like, oh, fuck. I disagree with that completely. As far as I'm aware, they've posted every single Disney movie they've released on Disney Plus since it's come out.
I don't know. I presume that she wanted like a go ahead first to say. But what I find entertaining about it is, I don't know if you've heard The Rock recently speak about it.
Yeah. Where he's like, I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm not suing them.
Yeah. But then, interestingly enough, it's brought up in the article I read that he was actually made aware that we are releasing it on both at the same time, and they offered him, supposedly.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe I read an article that wasn't correct.
I think that's come from their issues with her.
Possibly.
Because, well, I mean, I would assume if I was in her position, I would have made the assumption it was being released on Disney Plus, like every movie before had been. So to me, it just seems like bad negotiating on her side, not getting monetary value from that, from their sales there. I'm not trying to defend Disney in any way. They're also very sleazy for not just straight up offering that in the first place, considering they're like a multi-billion dollar corporation trying to save a couple million. I think both sides are very sleazy, and I do think both sides is very like, oh, woe is me, I'm only a millionaire, give me more money.
Yeah, I think it just depends when it was brought up in negotiation. Like, if it, like The Rock, I'm curious if it was brought up before the movie was recorded, like in the original contract drafting, because that makes me wonder, did they do the same with Scarlett Johansson? And then, you know, there's just so many unknowns about this that I don't know about. From where I stand, from all the information that I actually know about, I still stand on her side with it.
According to her side, no, it wasn't. But I do also, again, I would say that's poor negotiating on them more than Disney is shitty people. Because that's them just being like, well, they've not asked for that, so...
I don't know. Like, because at the end of the day, the way with COVID and everything, like, all the Marvel stuff from, like, that wasn't a TV stuff, I can't think of any that they've actually posted on Disney Plus first. So I could see why her original lawyers or whoever it is negotiates the contracts or agent would never put a thought to it. But I think with her going for this sue here, it'll be something that's brought up with every contract that comes out now, like a very clear...
I don't know if that's Marvel. I think the most recent Marvel stuff would be pre-COVID. But yeah. Everything they've released has been on Disney Plus as well, as far as I'm aware.
No, I think there was something that came out in just the movies first, and then like a week or two later it came out on Disney Plus. But I don't know if that was all agreed upon beforehand, like in if Disney was like, yeah, we're going to put it on both at the same time, or if we're going to post it in cinemas first, see how it does there for a couple weeks in the box office, and then if it's not doing too well, we'll just post it on Disney Plus. Like,
I like Cruella and all that. That came out on Disney Plus day of, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, but that was quite recent. Wasn't that like the last 3-4 months?
Something like that. But regardless, I just think it's poor negotiation on her side. Like, she should have realized that was going to be a thing. And if the money meant that much to her, if she's that hard on times, should have tried to get that in her negotiation, in her initial negotiations, rather than when she realized and was like, well, I want that now. Give me that. And they went, I think quite rightfully, they went, well, no, it's not in our deal.
I think it just depends on when they negotiate the contract. Like, if they negotiated the contract before COVID, before anything like this happened, like, see how Mulan came out on Disney Plus before COVID, like, and the movies at the same time. I don't know. I think the key point here is that whenever her contract was negotiated would make me sway each side. Because if she got this contract negotiated 2 or 3 years ago, before COVID, before Disney Plus was releasing movies on it at the same time as the cinema, I'm definitely on her side there. But it depends on when the contract was negotiated.
I mean, it would have been before COVID, though.
Yeah.
So then
maybe before Disney Plus.
So yeah, I would stand on her side there. Because it's something that we need to be talked about. I don't know if we'll ever know the detail. I doubt they'll tell us the details of the contract. I doubt that'll be shown to the public. But for me, where I would sit as a judge would be when was the contract negotiated? Was this something that was standard of Disney when the contract was originally negotiated? Because I wouldn't think it was negotiated during COVID. And I think it is something that would have been negotiated back when, like Infinity War. And that was Infinity War was years before COVID, like Endgame kind of time. Yeah, I presume that's when they negotiated the contract. Yeah, so if that is the case, and that's when they negotiate the contract, I stand with her there, and I do think that she deserves a set of the profit. Like, whether or not she's bitching when she's already a millionaire, fine enough. But my point is that it's a backhand kind of slap, because it's not something that would have been brought through her contract negotiations. So I do stand with her on it until I know that information. But at the end of the day, like I say, I don't think we'll ever know when the contract was originally negotiated. Maybe if it gets leaked out, but I doubt it'll get leaked out, because it's obviously fucking Disney. It's a giant fucking mega corporation. And Scarlett Johansson, I think, just by pushing forward for this lawsuit, is going to end up not a great place with Disney.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
So,
she's already said that she's never going to work for them again. I'm pretty sure anyway. But no, I think regardless, both sides are wrong in my opinion. I think it's a very petty thing from her. You've not paid me enough. I want more millions. Like, you've done me dirty here.
No, I still stand with her there. Yeah.
I don't. I just think it's so petty. Like,
I don't think it is, though, because that is the money that she's earned, rightly. That's like, say if you're a landscaper and we agreed that...
She agreed to the contract initially. She was happy with that contract. She was fine with that contract. But then she's decided, oh, it's made a lot more money. I want more. You've not paid me enough, essentially.
Yeah, right. So let's say you are a landscaper, okay, and you are like, Luke, I'll do your garden for you, and I'll do your garden for you for, let's say, £250, and then the couple have gotten plants in that, and they've brought out of nowhere that you didn't know about, and they're like, after you'd finished like cutting the grass and everything, I'm like, okay, cool, we want you to dig up a hole and plant this as well. And you do it for them, but then you're like, well, I'm going to need more money for that at the end of it. But it just depends on when it was.
That's my job. That is what they've hired me to do. That's what they've paid me to do.
No, I would charge extra for that, because what they paid me to do originally was to do the garden, cut the garden for £250. Like, there was nothing here that I would repeat and come back and reoccur this. It was simply I would do the garden then and there as it stands.
Yeah. Which if as I'm doing it, they, or as I finish, they bring up some plants and they're like, yeah, plant these, please. I'd go, all right, fair enough.
No, I wouldn't. That's extra time on your part that you would then, you could be losing out potential money. So I stand with the fact.
If they've hired me for the day and at the end of it, they come up and they go, yeah.
I didn't say it was for the day. I said it was to do the garden.
Okay, yeah, even then though. And even then, if at the end of the day, they go plant this, so I go, all right, I'm gonna be like, you owe me an extra $50. How dare you bring me some plants?
No, then you're losing out on money there, dude. That's on you. Like, what about you, Keelan?
Yeah, that is. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Even for that example, that was just a random example.
That to me is just very like petulant. I want. Instead of just being like, yeah, whatever, like, all right, it's like an extra hour work, I'll live.
Nah, I wouldn't, because it's just not part of it.
Yeah, but if you're working from 9 to 5, and your boss is like, okay, you need to be working to 6.
That garden.
Let Keelan talk.
Right, so you just said there's like an extra hour at work, but it's like you working from 9 to 5, and then all of a sudden it's like, right, you need to be into 6, or you need to be into 7. It's like, no, you already had the road set from 9 to 5.
I'll grant it, okay, I've not always been happy about it, but I do it anyway, because it's my job to do.
Yeah, but your time is 9 to 5. That is your time.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've not been happy with it, but I've done it.
To me, that's you being taken as the fool, then.
At my current job, they expect me to show up 15 minutes early and not get paid for it. But if I stay like 10 minutes late, I don't get paid for that either.
I would be looking at the contract for that, because to me it would be you're in 4-9, so I'd show up for work 2-3 minutes early, be there 4-9, and then leave at 6. That's the way I see it.
At 5, but sure. I would look at a contract if I had one.
Well, then once again, you are being taken for the fool here. Like it's that's how I see it.
The only
way I can justify it is if you're not working till the finish.
Pardon?
That's not a set time.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was at my last job. Most of the time I'd work until finish. And then we'd have stuff to do afterwards, where I'd work for like an hour or so afterwards, like cleaning up and that sort of thing, making sure everything's fine for the next day. And generally that was unpaid. That was just us sorting stuff out. And if we'd say like, yeah, we're here till 9.
No, then I once again think they've done you dirty there. Like that's poor management. That is poor business modeling for you. That's not paying the employees correctly.
I agree with you there. It is poor management from them, and they should have had set time for cleaning, organizing, that sort of thing. But I'm not going to be petty enough to complain and be like, you owe me more money.
That's just childish. Well, I don't think it's childish. I think that's you being played the fool here, because your time is valuable.
I mean, yeah, yes, I agree there. But again, it's like an hour a day.
Well, that hour could be the most important hour of your life. That could have been the last hour to go see a family member. That could have been the last hour you had to go catch the train home. That is an important hour. And if it's not negotiated at the start, to me, that you would be there for that time, or you would be there to do that exact work, I don't think it is.
If it was anything like that, they would have let me leave. It wouldn't have been like, no, you're working, sorry. Bottom of your ground is dead. Keep working.
Well, that's you just being taken a bigger fucking fool. Like, that's how I see it.
I'm not being a shitty staff member. I'm not being like, well, you're not paying for me. You're not paying this, so I'm
fucking off. All right, okay. It's not you being a shitty person, right? It's the person employing you being a god-awful shitty person. And they don't deserve your time at that point. Like, that's how I see it.
Arguing about work.
Go ask them. I want to know what they think.
Too late.
No, I want to know.
Too late.
Because I think they'd agree with me. Like, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe I am being the idiot here. But from where I stand, right, anything that you were being paid for is a transaction, and that, especially with multi-millions, there's going to be huge amounts of tax on that. There's going to be a huge amount of replications from that money. I think it should be very clear and cut.
Which it was in her contract that she signed quite happily.
It depends on the timing of the signing of the contract. Because if it was done pre-COVID, like at the end of Endgame, nobody knew this was coming. Nobody knew that Disney Plus was going to be a thing where they're just publishing movies. That is not on their part there. That's not on the negotiator's fault for not thinking this through.
I mean, again, this is all just like we're back into this.
Yeah, I said from the start, this is purely speculation. If I found out that her contract was written up as COVID was a thing, and as you know, the agreement for the payment was made during COVID, and it was made clear, oh, we are going to be publishing this on Disney Plus. Like, yeah, fair, full force for Disney. Scarlett Johansson fucked up there. Her negotiator is a bad one. She needs a new agent. But we'll never know. It is all speculation at the end of the day. But I think that was quite an interesting topic to end on.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah. Anything else you just want to say before we wrap up for probably the last time?
It's been a good 73 weeks.
Is that how long this has been? 73 weeks?
Well, this is episode 73, so I'm going to just round it up to 73.
Ryan punched a baby once.
I did. That baby deserved it. Fuck that baby. So yeah, don't know what the point of saying go follow us on Twitter or anything like that is. That account I don't think was used at all.
App aside the point.
Yeah, that's it. I guess if you want to continue our adventures, you know, we might be back one day. Who knows? Doubtful. Press X to doubt, guys, because fuck that. But it feels weird not saying we'll be here next Saturday at 12 o'clock. This is weird, you know?
Okay, dude, just end it. You're dragging it on too long.
I'm dragging this out, man. I don't want to end it. All right, well, we'll see you later. Follow Corn of Corbin. Gonna shout that out right before I end this. We'll see you. Stay safe.